and welcome to episode 216 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or just tuning in, we're happy that you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website or Facebook or Twitter. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy, Laura, and Elizabeth, and our special guests, Athena and Marcus. Yay! Hi. So, until one looks back on one's own past, one fails to realize what an extraordinary view of the world a child has. One of the things we know for sure is that travel changes us for the better. It shapes the way we see and experience the world, and forms the fabric of who we are as a human being. We want to inspire you and help you to travel more, further and better with your kids. We want everyone to know that travel with kids is good for them and good for your family. But we also have to remember as we plan our next great adventure that everyone experiences travel differently. So joining us today are some of our favorite travel experts, all under the age of 18. And we have asked them to talk about travel from a kid's eye view. So let's get started. And I think we'll start with you, Athena. What's the first place that you traveled that you actually remember?
Probably Disney World.
Yay! Yeah. I've done my job. What about you, Marcus?
So technically a cruise ship, Disney Magic, but I wasn't alive.
So that you remember was the question.
You remember that?
Well, I think that would be...
You're half alive.
I think that'll definitely be Disney World then.
Disney World?
Yeah, because that's the only place we ever...
Being a teenager and only being half alive during your vacation is not quite what we had planned. Yeah, well,
he is referring to a cruise that we took where he was about 20 weeks along in gestation. So we frequently try to convince him that he's been on one more cruise than he thinks he's been on because... Yeah.
He came along.
Yes.
Ellie said Disney World too. Yeah. I guess we're all doing something right.
See, we've done our jobs well. But that's sort of a rite of passage, and it's a good place to take your young kids. So I'm proud of that.
Yes.
That's not weird. Yeah.
With all that in mind, what is your favorite place that you've traveled or your favorite kind of vacation and why? Let's start with you, Marcus.
So my favorite place that I've traveled would be Hawaii or France.
That's two places.
But my favorite place would probably be France.
Okay.
Because it's European and not American. So
that's true.
You know, so I can say I've been to other continents.
So it's like because it's Instagrammable. Is that what you're saying?
No. But yes.
Okay. What about you, Athena?
I don't really have a favorite place to travel. I mean, I haven't been many places, but yeah, it really sort of depends on what we do there and how it goes. Like, we could go to a beautiful place, but if, I don't know, the flights are bad and the hotels are bad, I'm not gonna have a good time. So I guess favorite kind of vacation would probably be visiting family somewhere, because, you know, so having a local there to take you around instead of a big tour group. Personally, I don't like a lot of people. So having, you know, one or maybe two people just to bring you around separately would be very nice. And I enjoyed a lot.
Cool.
That's on the lines of what Ellie said too. She said California because of family.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So not California because of Disneyland or because of mountains?
She said there's plenty to do and I love the family that live there. So, yeah.
Oh,
but we do Yosemite, which is so awesome. It's I mean, Disneyland and Yosemite are probably neck and neck for my kids. They like it. Yeah.
I just like cruise ships.
what do you love about the cruise ship?
Well, it's probably I really like ships, you know, going overseas and ice cream.
I can tell that this episode is going to be a lot of non sequiturs.
Wait, you don't give your kids ice cream when you're not on vacation?
Oh, they get ice cream all the time, but they can't just go help themselves to as much as they want, which is what they can do on a cruise ship.
Just get like one cup, and that will serve you like 20 maybe 30 just scoops of ice cream.
Yeah. I think that's, I mean, honestly, isn't that what you guys do first whenever we get on a cruise ship?
Yeah. The first thing we ask is, like, do you know where the ice cream machines are? And the second thing is we ask is, do you know where our rooms are? Because that's the least important thing we need to know.
Yeah.
That's where we sleep.
We sleep with the ice cream machine.
So is that right at the end? Is the first thing is the ice cream on a cruise ship?
I don't know. Maybe, like, 3 years ago. But now it's probably... Yeah, rooms. I like to, you know, just see where I'm going to be sleeping. And hotel rooms are kind of fun.
Kids always love hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter where we would stay. If we got a hotel room, it was, like, crazy fun.
It was, like, new, you know?
Yeah, clean.
Yeah.
Yes. Without you having to clean it.
Yeah.
There might be a pool there. Yeah, sometimes there's chocolate.
Athena, what do you like in a hotel room? Are there features that you like really like?
I think my favorite is when there's like really big bathrooms. Like I don't really and multiple beds. Well, I don't really mind the bed thing, but if I don't know, I'm traveling with Marcus, he tends to steal blankets, so I usually want either two beds or two blankets. Yeah, and the big bathrooms just because a lot of space, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if there's a big tub, you can take a nice big bath.
Like a hot tub.
You can swim in there.
Yeah.
Are you a bubble bath taker?
I mean, I could.
She has recently gotten into bath bombs, so.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the hotel room seems to be what you guys often get most excited about, or the cabin, or whatever.
I usually like it on the Disney ships, because they have those bunk beds with... I mean, we usually try and fight over who gets the top, but...
Yeah, because there's stars up there.
Yeah, and there's Peter Pan, and Wendy,
there's
and...
one time. No, two times.
Well, I mean, yeah. There is usually Athena... I think Athena doesn't like it that much now, because... I actually am not afraid of going on the top bunk, because when we go to places with bunk beds, I always be like, "Oh, you can go on the top. I do not want to like fall off."
Fall off?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Have you not outgrown the top bunk? I would imagine you'd be hanging your feet off the end.
I
always hang my feet off the end.
Yeah. Well, I don't like the ladders. The ladders hurt my feet, so I just don't want to deal with going down.
Yeah.
And the last time we had a bunk bed situation, Marcus was probably a foot shorter than he is right now. So he hasn't
I don't think any of my kids could. I bet you there's a weight limit that they all
it's
are
like
over, 150. Especially Fox.
150?
My understanding is adults can sleep on the top bunks, at least on Disney. I haven't asked on other cruise lines. I'll do that when I go on the Symphony.
Yeah,
you should do that too.
Find out what the weight limit is.
When we go on the Symphony.
I know plenty of adults who don't weigh 150. You know,
I think the weight limit is probably like 300, actually. I don't know.
300? You think so?
I know it's not 150, though. That's how much I weigh,
and
I've been able to go on top bunk. So.
Yeah, it's definitely at least 200.
Mm-hmm. Well, this adult is never going on a top bunk.
Yeah.
No, I'm not either. I already call that.
Childlike view or not, I ain't going.
It is interesting.
Athena, besides not wanting to sleep with your brother, what else don't you like when you're actually traveling?
Personally, I don't like big tour groups. Because, you know, they're helpful and stuff, and, like, touring is... helpful in a way, like, you know, you can see new places that even the locals might not know about, and it's a good experience, but I don't know, I know me and a lot of other people don't like other people, and especially tourists. I don't want to be that person, like, oh, tourists, ew, but, you know, I don't. Yeah.
So you like more immersive travel, huh? Do you like to blend in with your surroundings and kind of explore?
Exactly.
We would be just fine together.
What do you think, Marcus? What do you not like when you... Well, actually, I want to hear your opinion about tour groups first, because I think you're different from your sister.
So, tour groups, it depends on who they are. Because if they're just some, like, if they are really enthusiastic and really fun to be around, then I really like them. But if they just, like, if they just are quiet and they sit in the back of the bus all the time and they just don't talk.
I don't think that's any tour group ever.
I mean, Are
you talking about the people on the tour?
Yeah.
So you want to be fun people, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So then by fun people, do you mean other kids, or do you think adults would be, like, if you were the only kid on the tour with a bunch of
I would not like that.
Okay.
I usually like to be around other kids, because there's more people, like, you would like to talk to. Because you don't,
you can,
like,
relate to?
Yeah, you know.
Level?
Sure.
We should say that Athena is 14 and Marcus is 12, just to give you some, because I do think there's a bit of a difference in how we view life at those two ages too.
Yeah.
So Marcus, what are the things that you don't like when you're traveling? What are, like, the things that sort of bother you when you're traveling?
So especially in, like, highly polluted states with people and air, like New York and France. Yeah, that's
yeah.
It. It happens everywhere, but there's just...
But you said that France was your favorite.
Yeah, but, like, not the people.
Well, you don't have to love everything about it. I mean, you can love it without loving everything about it.
They have
right.
cheese beret and giant towers, but, you know.
What's not to love?
The
right.
people.
So basically, so are you saying that you don't like it to be crowded, or you don't like it to be polluted? Or?
I don't like it to be crowded, and I don't like people who smoke.
Okay.
Because,
okay.
I mean, not many people smoke in North America. Like, not, like,
they
everywhere.
They do,
but
yeah.
Now where we
it's
live.
It's limited, yeah. It's
yeah,
limited.
So, like, when we go to places like North America or...
You're just not used to it?
I mean, North America.
North America. You're just not used to this.
New York or... Yeah, I'm just not used to it. Yeah.
I mean, anywhere in big cities... And, I guess, like, the crowds, I wanna, like, I'm a pretty introverted person, but I still love crowds, just, you know, for the reason of blending in. Like, it's very easy to get lost in a crowd, not, you know, the literal sense where you don't know where you are, but sort of where nobody else knows where you are. And, you know, like, I was in New York this weekend, and there was this woman, she walked past, she was in full gothic makeup, like, outfits. She looked amazing, and nobody cared. She just, like, went, like, she was doing her, and she could just go on without anybody staring at her weird. I mean, she may have gotten a few stares when I wasn't there, but, like, what I was experiencing, nobody cared. And I just thought that was so cool. Like, she could stand out as much as she wants, but nobody's gonna bother her for it. And that's sort of different in the South, because, you know, everybody's very, not everybody, but, you know, it's generally pretty just
I know what
kind.
You're saying.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah, everybody likes to talk to each other.
Yeah,
know?
You don't say hi to people on the
yeah.
street and stuff
yeah.
like that. Yeah,
it's very different in New York, so
yeah.
that's why
yeah.
I like it.
So big cities. Yeah.
So do you have any advice for kids when they're traveling with their folks or when they're traveling alone?
So can I just jump in with what Ellie said? Because
yeah,
you're going to
yes.
love this, Elizabeth. She said overpack. You never know when you'll need an extra pair of clothes. Heidi's going to love that.
Yeah, and I would make sure you have clean underwear.
Don't overpack, but make sure you do pack a little more clothes. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're going places like Disney or whatever. Or maybe you get motion sickness, you know.
You puke all over your face.
Yeah.
Also, places like Disney, you don't know if, yeah, like, well, not places like Disney, but you don't know if, you know, one time I went, there was a hotel with a pool, but it was cold, but I don't know, they had an indoor pool. I'm like, oh, well, I better jump in with my clothes, because I thought I packed extra clothes,
oh,
and
no.
I didn't. So... I jumped in with, I mean, it was, I thought they were, like, clothes that were fine with getting wet, but apparently they weren't, so we had to iron them and then, like, blow dry them while I was taking a shower, because I was not gonna.
Marcus learned some new tricks from his dad on how to dry clothes without a dryer.
Yeah. And with places like Disney, and places where you're going to do a lot of shopping, make sure there's a lot of extra space in your suitcases. Like I said, I went to New York this weekend, and I did not have enough space. I had to borrow one of my aunt's tote bags, because I literally did not have enough space.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was already, like, pretty packed when I left my house, and, you know, on the way back, I...
And you were probably on the way there going, I can't believe I fit it all in this suitcase.
Yeah.
I did the same thing.
So where's some place that both of you want to go that you haven't been yet?
Canada.
Jeez. Nice.
Anywhere in particular in Canada?
Canada's huge and not very popular.
I guess Ontario or Saskatchewan, just so I can say Saskatchewan a lot.
Is this a hockey thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
Where in Ontario? Because I don't think you want to go all over Ontario.
Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. He's been asking since he was like 2. So
take him to Niagara Falls.
I know. I need to. I know. It's just cold there.
This, well, I mean,
it's not cold there all the time.
Yeah. But like, we can go to the CN Tower, Niagara Falls. I don't want to go to Buffalo.
He's got a whole trip planned. I know. I think I need to just turn it over to him. But the thing is, Athena doesn't want to go, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. So
Toronto's a big city, Athena.
We can just drop you off at New York.
I think she would like Toronto a lot once she got there. She's just not. Yeah.
I mean, but I might. But with Marcus, he'd want to do all the hockey things and go ice skating. I do not like ice skating.
Yeah,
it's very different, Marcus.
And now we know why I take trips with him separately.
Yeah.
So, Athena, where do you want to go?
I do want to go to Japan or Korea, South Korea. I know we're going to Japan soon. Like, not super soon, but, you know, in the next few years. And I'm super excited about that. Yeah, and I want to, I mean, really either one is fine. So I think I'll be fine with Japan. I'm super excited about that. I want to go to, like, I've already been to Paris, but I want to go to more places in France. And I want to go to Iceland.
Oh.
Iceland.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was on your list.
Yes, it
that's
is.
Good to
it's
know.
Very pretty.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, yeah, Ellen said Paris, too. Mm-hmm. Especially since Chris took the DNA test and found out he has, like, 0.6% French blood. I was
sure.
Like, we're French?
So because you're a little more worldly than, what do you think, have you learned from doing your traveling?
The world is very different.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's really different. There's a lot of different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot more pickpockets in France than there are in Korea. So.
He was getting all metaphysical, and I was like, oh, I'm so proud of you. Okay,
the
well.
Name Carrie.
We just offended, you know, this huge country in Europe.
Hopefully nobody in France is listening to us.
Sorry.
Bonjour. Yeah, sort of about that. I'd say we're much less ignorant about other cultures, which I think is good, especially for kids, because I know a lot of kids that are very ignorant in general. But yeah, I mean, yeah, and I think that's a good thing, especially for the future. And you know how languages are very good thing, especially when you want to get a job, and going to places that speak different languages, it's one, easier to learn the language, and two, just would make it makes me at least more interested in the culture and the language and everything about it. And yeah, that's good for everything, really.
Because you're
well,
learning,
I know
learning
for my kids too. We were sitting there, you know, and I took them to Jamaica, and I kind of wanted to prepare them a little bit, saying, "Hey, you know, they don't live the same way we live." That's not a bad thing, but it's just different.
It's also pretty, like, it's also really educational. Cause, like, we went to France, and we went to, like, Versailles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I aced my social studies test because of that.
There you go.
So it's useful.
Yeah.
I think one of the first, like, good art museums I ever went to was the Louvre.
That's
so,
a pretty good one.
Yeah. And there are pretty good ones in North Carolina too. So I don't know. I think that sort of, I've always been into art, but that sort of sparked my interest, you know, to study it more and sort of go, you know, deeper into that. Like, I just sort of drew from time to time, but now I really want to study more and, you know, do all of it.
And from a grown-up perspective, and you may remember this differently, Athena, so you can correct me, but she wasn't really keen to go to the Louvre when we said that's what we were going to do. She was like, okay, well, I hope we're not going to stay long because it's going to be really boring. And once we got there, you know, she started like, okay, there's some cool stuff here. So, yeah, it was sort of that the impression of a museum from someone who hadn't been there to then experiencing it did, I think, change her a little bit.
So if a parent wants to take their kids, you know, out of the country for the first time, any words of wisdom?
Be prepared.
Yeah, be prepared mentally and physically with clothes and stuff.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, make sure to pack anything. I think it depends on the age and just type of kid. If it's like a very small kid, they probably won't really either remember most of it, or they'll just sort of be excited about everything. And, you know, it won't really be necessary unless it's all about, you know, where they're from, I guess. If they're from a very diverse place, it won't be very...
My cousin took her kids to Ireland this past summer, and her uncle couldn't believe that she hadn't, like, taught them all this Irish history before they went. She was like, well, it's not like I had, you know, classes on it to give them. They were just going to go experience it. So do you feel like you can just experience it? Because her kids are younger. They're, like, 7 and 5 or something like that. So in the now.
And before we went to France, Marcus was like, I don't know anything about Paris except there's an Eiffel Tower. Like, he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But as we started getting ready for it, we talked about Lafayette because he's very familiar with American history. And so he started realizing. Then even going to Versailles, he had no real context before then about it. But seeing it put it in his head.
I didn't know the Mona Lisa was in France.
When you're traveling, do you have anything special that you do, or do you collect anything?
On every cruise ship we go on, I collect a little wooden model of the ship. And on the Disney ships, they usually have the captain. Like, for a day, the captain just come along and sign all the models. So I have 2 signed models of the Disney Dream and Fantasy, which are twin ships. And then I have a lot of Royal Caribbean. And I got my first Norwegian one on last December.
You have a Carnival one too, don't you?
Yeah, I do have a Carnival one. Yeah. Also, in every country we go to, every new country we go to, I would get a soccer jersey or soccer kit, I guess, or football. I don't know, but I don't really watch soccer or football. It's just fun to kind of collect them, and I have around, I don't know, 9, 10 in my closet. Most of them don't fit, but...
That's not true. Some of them don't fit.
They fit at one time.
Yeah. It is kind of a neat thing to collect. His friends at school are like, who do you root for? You're always wearing a different jersey, but... he actually, when we get them in the country, like when we got the Costa Rica one, he wore it in the country and everybody's like, hey, you know, and, sort of high fiving him. So that's kind of fun.
It's like wearing a Steelers jersey in Pittsburgh.
Kind of like that. Is there anything you
collect? No, I do not collect anything.
Like chocolate.
I mean, I sort of just go along. Like, I'm very laid back when we travel. I just sort of, you know, if I see something I want, usually it's food, but sometimes it's not. When I see something I want, I get it. I do want to try, because every time I go to New York, at least in the future, my aunt is going to take me to K-Town, and there's this store there that, like, sells K-pop merch and stuff, and every time I go there, I want to get a new K-pop album. So I guess that'd sort of be like collecting something, but yeah, that's what I want to start.
Yeah.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, out of all the places that your mom has taken you,
and your dad,
where would you want to go again?
Disney.
We've been there a lot.
Universal Studios. We haven't been there in a while, and I really want to go back. Yes. And Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii and France. I guess Hawaii more because
been there.
France is more polluted. I already said that. But Hawaii, it's I really like the, what was that Disney hotel?
Aulani.
Yeah, Aulani. That was really
nice.
Do
they have the sharks there?
Did they have sharks there?
Yeah, like there was a tank where we swam.
There was
with
a
sharks.
Snorkel. There's a snorkel.
Yeah, but they're
pool,
all they're all
they're
friendly.
Nice sharks.
Yeah, I know, but I literally had a panic attack in there. Like,
that was so
well,
fun.
Well, maybe you, that was years ago. So
yeah,
you can handle it now.
And there was like there's windows that you can look at the snorkel scuba diver snorkelers as they're going down and looking at the sharks. So you can look at the sharks without even having to scuba dive under
or
there.
Snorkel.
Oh, snorkel.
The snorkel.
You know,
snorkel.
Whatever.
Snorkel.
Snorkel.
So out of everything that you do, is there anything that the airlines or the hotels or anything could do to make their accommodations more kid-friendly?
Kid as in, like small child or our age?
Any, yeah.
Either one.
Well, I think this is what Delta does, but I think it's like Southwest or something. They should make the movies free because it's always annoying when you see a TV, you get excited, and then you press on a movie and it says, please pay like
$20. Just download Netflix movies.
Yeah, but that's no fun.
I think more of the airlines are doing that. I
yeah.
think that's good advice, though,
it's
because
coming.
I think that's,
yeah.
yeah, I think that's, they're realizing that they have to do that.
Yeah.
Well, international flights, usually the movies are free, but Southwest does charge.
Yeah.
Well, that's from my kid's point of view. I can see that being really disappointing, though.
Yeah, because
you
get
know,
excited.
You
know, yeah.
not understand why everyone else gets to watch movies and
yeah.
you don't.
Especially
I think that's a great piece of insight.
If as a parent you have multiple kids, you're not going to hand over the credit card to all of them.
Well,
you know?
you do get a discount if you swipe more the same credit card.
Well, I've never
once.
Allowed my children
so,
to do it.
Yeah, well, if it's a long enough
yeah,
flight.
When you're on different devices, you're paying every single device.
No.
And you can't plug in necessarily multiple earphones.
Yeah, it has been changing because, you know, I think that the first time that we had this was a cross-country flight and Delta had the swipe things where
mm-hmm.
you would swipe a credit. So
it is changing. Yeah, it depends on that because all the airlines have an app now and you can watch TV on their apps and some of them have free movies and some don't. Alaska Airlines had a lot of free movies.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah, Delta does as well.
So you want to hear what Ellie's answer
yes.
to this one was? She said, oh, I don't know, maybe give out candy or something.
That'd be pretty cool.
Or something
oh, yeah,
to keep them
get
quiet.
In the middle of the air.
Oh, make the snack boxes better.
She said, no one wants to hear a whining kid on a plane, am I right?
Wow.
Especially cross like continent, like when you're going from North America to Europe or North America to Asia, and it's like a 23-hour flight or something.
You haven't been on a 23-hour flight.
Maybe, but like you don't want to hear your child just screaming for
yeah,
5 hours
that's
straight.
That's not really the
yep.
parents' fault, I guess, because babies will be babies.
Thank you, Athena.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's sort of hard to control that.
That is the wisdom that comes with a little bit of age.
No.
Athena, you had a suggestion for hotels sort of earlier with the number of beds, right?
Oh, did I?
Well, kind of. You would like to
like
see, yeah, to have separate beds. For.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe like, I think I was in a hotel once, or I may have made it up, but well, it was like a big bed, but like it was a split down the middle, so you could sort of like split it in half if
mm-hmm.
you wanted to. Yeah,
kind of like the beds in the on cruise ships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. that was nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I think that one of the biggest complaints they have on when we go on cruises is if the couch is a fold out couch, so they don't like they were talking about the Disney ship has the bunk beds. But the Royal Caribbean ships will have a fold-out couch where they have to sleep together. There's no separating that, you know, unless they get their own stateroom. So
I think there comes an age though where you kind of tend to opt for two cabins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when your kids get to be about this age.
Yeah,
two cabins. I would love that.
Athena, you said something about the snack boxes on the plane.
Oh yeah, the snack boxes aren't usually good, but there is one good snack box. At least what. What plane did I go on? Like what?
Hmm?
What thing? Like Southwest, Delta.
Delta.
Delta. I went on the Delta plane, and they had snack boxes. It was
oh,
like
sorry, United.
United.
Sorry, United.
Mm-hmm.
Psych. United. so there was like a, I was an unaccompanied minor, so I got a well not that's like, basically the plane was delayed, and so I didn't get to eat dinner. So they offered me like a free snack box. I didn't really know, so I didn't actually get a snack box because I didn't know it was free. But yeah, I was looking through the snack boxes, and there was four things. They weren't that good. I didn't want them. But in the actual snacks thing, there was, it said like a cheese snack box. So it wasn't actually with the snack boxes, but it was there. And it like had cheese, chocolate. I was like, oh my God, I really want this. But it was like $2 extra, and it wasn't actually in the snack box thing. So just make more snack boxes like that cheese snack box, and you'll be good.
She's still
cheese
thinking about the cheese snack box.
Cheese and chocolate.
Cheese and chocolate.
That's right.
No.
Okay, well, that is our show for this week. We want to thank you for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. And you can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on OutlanderTravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave us a review in iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts, because we'd love to hear from you. So on behalf of Elizabeth, Sandy, Laura, and our special guests, Marcus and Athena,
yay!
And myself, Donna, we want to thank you for joining us this week. Have a safe and happy new year, and we'll see you in 2019. We gotta fly.